Hey, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Carrie.
And we planted a church.
And we didn't know what the heck we were doing.
But now we kind of do. I mean, it's survived 10 years.
And we're still married, so that's good.
So we made this podcast for couples like us. We're following God's lead to start a new church.
Because church planting is really, really hard.
So we're here to walk you through some of the steps along the way, help you think about some of the challenges you might face, and talk about how your marriage can not just survive, but thrive while planting a church.
Welcome to the Church Planting Together podcast.
Hey, you are here again on the podcast that we're doing, and we have a good one today.
It is my favorite topic.
Yeah, this one's a good one, actually. Really important. We are going to be talking about vacations.
Take a vacation.
You need a vacation.
You need a vacation.
Yeah, you should take one. And a lot of reasons why we may not take a vacation. What are we didn't really brainstorm this, but what are some of the reasons why we may not take a vacation?
Well, we don't take a vacation because we feel like we can't.
Because you can't because of responsibilities.
Yes, well, because yeah, you do everything at church.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't take a Sunday off. Guess what? You can.
Yeah, you can. But you feel like you can't. And also because of money.
Yep. We didn't have money. Mm-mm. We don't really again.
So if you don't have money, you figure you can't do anything anyway. So there's that.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are not good excuses, by the way.
No. I think there's also a sense that some feel, I didn't feel this as much, but some people feel like, you know, if I'm leading a church and some of the people in the congregation are so busy, they can't go on a vacation. Why should I go on a vacation? Why should I be the one relaxing when other people are not? Or something. I haven't really felt that, but I know some people talk about.
Yeah, because you're not a firstborn.
Right.
People pleaser like me.
Right.
Right. Well, and the financial side too. Like, is it okay for me to spend money on a cruise vacation? Should that all be sacrificed to other things?
Yep. Yep. So, why would we spend money on this when we could put that to starving children?
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole deal. Right. Okay. So you've got a few things like that. And yet I think that it is a really healthy thing for a church pastor or anybody really, but especially in ministry to find time for vacation, to find time to let your guard down. And I don't want to give all the things because we've got a list of like six things or so here or more that we think why it's a good reason for you to take a vacation. Also, before we get into that.
It sounds I don't know what's coming, but I'm excited.
Yeah, for those playing the home game, I did check and environ is a word.
What? It is?
It means your surroundings. Yeah, absolutely.
Environ?
Environ.
Like, why not just say environment? Isn't that surroundings?
Nope. That's different. That's different. You're environ.
When did you look that up?
Moments ago. Okay, so I thought, you know, you do want to, I know you were
going to. If you listened last week.
I was going to keep you up at night not knowing if that was a word or not. Here's the problem. I don't know half the words I know.
That's true. You know a lot of words.
But I don't know if they're real or not. And so I do have to sometimes check them out because sometimes it's not.
Often they're not. That's my favorite part of church.
Yes.
We write down the words and then we see if they're real words.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not.
Overneath is my all-time favorite.
I think we talked about that already. But did we? But overneath.
I don't know.
Overneath was one of the favorite words that I believe I coined that one.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think that one is a word
put
that
a trademark on that one.
Yep. Anyway.
Okay, so reasons why you should take a vacation. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Yeah, number one reason that this is the most obvious maybe of all of them. Well, there's two really obvious ones. We can do those two first. The first one is you need rest sometimes. You need to recharge for ministry. Ministry is demanding. Ministry takes a lot of mental capacity, a lot of physical capacity. There's just a lot of work involved in ministry. And while your normal, hopefully weekly rhythms have some time for rest in them, you are still going to come to a place where you need something more to recharge. You need to be able to put your mind off of things and onto some restful things in order that you can come back focused and recharged and ready to go.
Yeah, you'll be a better pastor.
You will.
If you allow for rest.
Some time in there for that. And this is key. And this isn't just for pastors. This is just leisure generally speaking, I think, rest and vacation kind of things, generally speaking, it can be tempting to see vacations as, or time off as, something that you're seeking, I think, for reasons that might not be the ones that we want to focus on. I'm not sure how to say that. But I feel like, I find that the reason why God gives us Sabbath rest and resting kind of things is so that we can be better at doing the labor that he's called us to do. And that taking time to rest can actually make you better at doing your job, better at doing the things that he's called you to.
Yeah. It's not like you're working for the weekend or working for the vacation.
Yeah, exactly. But the vacation helps you do your work.
Yes.
And so you need it. And so actually to deprive yourself of that is to do more shabby work in the long run, because you're not charged and focused and ready to go like you should be, and like the Lord wants you to be. And so I feel like that rest is essential so that you can actually do the work that God's called you to do better. And so get some rest, get recharged. That's number one.
Number two is so that you can connect as a family. In our day-to-day ministry life, there are people around us all the time. And especially in the early stage of the church plant, I don't think we did not spend much time alone at all. And it was so good for us when we finally were able to get away, just us and our kids, to just play together and not always be worried about serving everyone around us. And it's not that we don't do that sometimes on vacation. Like, that's who we are as people. Mm-hmm. But it's just to be able to focus time as our family unit. Because if we're strong together, the ministry is going to be better. Exactly. And it's just such a great time to get to know our kids more, for our kids to be forced to just play together.
Yeah, to play.
Without neighborhood kids, without cousins, right, without anything. We are just our little family unit and the Lord.
Yeah, but that's great. We need that time to reconnect or to connect sometimes. But you need there's times that you play, there's times you fight, there's times you sing, there's times you talk, but you just go through all that stuff. But it just gives you a chance to connect in a way that the normal day to day doesn't allow. And so it's huge for that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We also thought about, what was number three? What do you got?
Number three was to...
To go to church together.
Yes.
Yeah, we have this, you know, on Sunday mornings, I have different roles and responsibilities than the rest of my family. And sometimes some kids will come with me. Sometimes we come at different times, but I have to get things ready and go
early. And then I serve in
children's.
In children's. And
yeah, and so we don't get to sit together as a family and go to church.
Yeah, we don't just get to go to church. Mm-mm. And leave church.
No, we don't get to go to church and leave church and go to lunch. You know, like that's like such a
after
commodity.
One service.
Yeah, just to go be at a church, you know, worship, and then go to lunch. Like that's an amazing experience.
I love it so much.
We don't get that on a normal day to day because you're there early to unlock, you're there late to lock up.
By the way, if you are a planter husband listening right now, one of our friends for Mother's Day had someone preach on Mother's Day and didn't tell her, and took her and the kids to church on Sunday for one service, and then they went out to lunch, and it was the best gift ever.
It's pretty amazing.
And only planter or pastor wives can understand that feeling. And so if consider that next year.
Consider that.
Especially if you have younger children. I mean, I have teenagers now, so it's a little bit, I mean, I still enjoy going to church with my husband, but it's way different when you're juggling the young kids on Sunday morning, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. So being able to have that experience is a commodity that you don't usually get outside of some advanced planning, whether it's a vacation or not. But that's one of the things that vacations oftentimes provide for us as a family, is the chance to go to church together.
And it also gives our kids a different church experience.
Yep.
They've been pretty much their whole life at our church plant. They were 1 and 3 when we moved here. we went to a church in Fresno when they were babies, but they don't remember.
No, no. So giving them, so diversifying their, you know, faith tradition experience a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see something different here.
It's really fun actually to go to, we went to a church in Hawaii that was really fun to see the different cultural things. But then when we talk to the pastor, it's like the exact same heart, no matter where you go. When you were with the church planter in India, like it's the same wherever you go.
Yep.
And it's really fun to just be reminded of how big the church is.
Yeah,
the body of Christ is all over the place and
your kids need that.
Not they, just our one church.
Right. They can't think that your church is the one that got it right and these other ones are, you know, the different. You can see the commonality and connections, and you want to help your kids see that. So that's a fun one. Obviously, if you don't have kids or they're all grown and old, that one won't be as important for you.
That's true.
But, you know. All right. Let's see. We also, just the ability we put, this is a little bit tied to the maybe the first one, one or two, but you need from time to time to be able to disconnect from the job stuff of the church, the church work. You need, you need to be able to, put some of that aside to not have the phone on, to not be responding to emails and to be able to kind of walk away from things for a minute, helps you get a better vantage point when you come back to be able to respond to those things. But sometimes you need to have that disconnect time. And that's, I feel, a real big positive benefit of what a vacation can provide is that ability to disconnect. Now, the temptation is because we have phones and you can get cell service almost anywhere, you can keep it all on and connected. And it's really tempting to do that. I think it's important that we find ourselves able to disconnect.
Yes. Even though terrible things will happen at church while you're gone.
But here's the thing. Like, as again, this kind of goes back to the it's not about you kind of conversation before. The world's not going to fall apart because you weren't there.
Yes.
Right? Maybe some balls will get dropped and then you'll realize we're okay. The church is still here. Like, things are fine, right? Like, it's not as you-centric as you lead yourself to believe when you think you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
And if you can't turn it off for a little while, it may be that you just didn't prioritize it for some reason or just didn't think about it, but it also may be because you think you're too important to the church to be able to walk away for a minute and get recharged and relax a bit. So disconnect, take that opportunity if you can to disconnect a little bit.
Yeah. And in doing that, it also offers opportunities to others to serve in new ways.
That's huge.
To fill in the gaps when you're not there.
Yeah. Yeah. You give someone else the opportunity to have the responsibility of opening up, locking up, if that's something you do. I don't do all those things all the time, but what are the things that you do all the time? And getting other people to jump into those places, if that's preaching, or running a meeting or whatever it is, you give people some opportunities to step up. And sometimes in doing that, you uncover some new gifts and abilities and talents over time that you think, this is great. I love to see that, you know, or you realize that this person's not cut out to run that meeting or
whatever. And that's okay.
And that's okay, but you figure it out. So you give people some opportunities to serve in new ways when you step out for a minute. And that's a great thing. It's a really great thing. All right. So those are some of the whys that we came up with. I'm sure there's others, but those are ones that we came up with quickly. But we were also thinking along the same lines as we were talking about all of the whys. We started thinking about, well, what are some of the hows? Because when we were first starting, I mean, maybe some of the whys were lost on us. And so we didn't prioritize it rightly.
Yeah.
But I think also the big thing for us was
we didn't have money.
We don't have money. How are we going to take time to go do something when time away costs money?
Yes.
Right? And so, how do we do that? And so, it is definitely true that having more resources will make your vacation a lot different.
Yes, that's true. But there are, I was just thinking about this, that there are different opportunities for pastors and wives, like Hume Light Christian Camps in California will allow you to bring your family in the off season. And I don't know if it's still this way, but they wouldn't charge you. The only thing was you had to have a meal with the staff while you were there. So that gives you an opportunity to rest in a beautiful place. And I'm sure there are other opportunities like that, that I'll do. I didn't even think of this. I should have done some research. So I will, put in the show notes a link to Hume Lake Christian Camps, but also if I find, I feel like there was another one that does discounted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You will find some things for pastors, that some people have thought this through a little bit and realize that pastors aren't the highest paid position in the world,
yeah,
but they need that rest. And exactly. So they can provide, kind of meet you in that gap place a little bit there.
Yeah. So free is a great.
So if you don't have resources, free is great. That's amazing. So take advantage of things like that. If that's what you need to do, and that's awesome. And there's a lot of time that that's exactly where we're at.
Yeah.
And so we thought about part of the how is, we don't have the, resources. And so a lot of our early trips were to go stay with somebody.
Yes.
Typically family, but
sometimes
there were
friends.
Yep. Friends somewhere else. And what we sort of have realized how to kind of like hack the, we're going to go visit friends thing, right? Because we're going to go visit people. And so when we're there, typically they have a place for us to stay. So that cuts down our costs, you know, dramatically.
But there's not a lot of family connection.
But you don't get the family
because
connection.
As soon as we see our friends, we want to spend time with them. So if there are other kids, our kids don't care about us anymore.
No,
we're non-existent.
We're non-existent. As soon as they see a cousin, it's all over. Right?
Which we love. Those are important trips to take.
Yeah. So we try to stay connected with family and going as you can. You know, it's hard as a church planner because, or just church in general, but especially early on, but you feel like all the holidays where all your family's off and together, you're stuck at your
church
deal. And if we live in a different city, we can't travel. And so we're kind of stuck. And so you've got to find...
We're several states away.
Yeah. You got to find ways to make those connections. And so we traveled a little bit, and a lot of our early traveling was all geared toward visiting family or friends.
Yeah.
But we did figure out, like I said, to hack the system a bit, that we find it useful for our family to do some of the things that we talked about before, the resting and reconnecting and those sorts of things, by finding a stopping point, either on the way there or on the way home, where we spend more time than we need to on the way. So instead of just going to visit our family in California, we stopped somewhere along the way.
Yeah. In the early days, it was either St. George. There was a hotel that we stayed at a couple times there that had a good pool and was pretty inexpensive. And then we also found an inexpensive hotel off the strip in Vegas that we would go to. And actually, my kids love going to the same place.
Yeah.
It's comfortable to them. Both of my kids learned to swim. Our kids, I guess, not just mine.
Right. Yeah.
Both of our kids learned to swim at the swimming pool in the hotel in Vegas on our way to or from parents' house in California.
Right.
And it was, we would go bowling, we would go hiking, we would just do things together as a family. And that would just give us a little bit of extra connection time, even if it's just 2 days, we'd stay. Two full days usually we'd try to do. And then it's not too expensive. We did still, that's still for us as we had to save up.
Yeah. But you can get a hotel in Las Vegas for like $30 a night. If you look around, you can,
right now, but
and then you got to add, you know, stuff, but not everyone can go to Vegas, but find your kind of out of the way place that you can go to along the way that you can find for cheap and something that you can do together.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're a camping family,
Go camping.
You can still have that connection time that doesn't cost a lot of money. And I'm sad we haven't camped. I'm not sad because
are you,
though? I want to camp in an RV. I want to camp in a camper. There are bears. Mm-hmm. There are bears here.
we had some camping experiences
early on
in our family's life that have made it difficult for us to contemplate recamping
ever again.
So anyway, we've found other things to do. So, but some of you guys, that may be your thing, and that's fairly inexpensive. That's what my family did a lot growing up. We did a lot of camping, and it's because it's not that expensive to go and set up a tent somewhere.
Another thing we would do is you can often find Vrbo. VR vacation, what is it?
Yeah.
Rental by owner VRBO. Or Airbnb or something like that, where you can just get a house for a couple days. And sometimes it's cheaper than a hotel, actually. And I'd use my grocery budget. We'd either bring it, depending on how far, or go to the grocery store when we get there.
Yeah.
Just get our normal groceries, and we'd get a wiffle ball or whatever, bring some board games. Sometimes they have them, and just enjoy being together in someone else's house.
Yeah. It's great. Great thing to do. We love that. So those are parts, a couple of the hows. How are you going to do it? Just go stay with someone for the bulk of your time, but carve out a little bit of family time in the midst of all of that is a huge help if you can't afford it. Now, if you can't afford it,
yes,
you should go places. And we like to go sometimes, like if we're going to spend, I mean, here's the thing. I think part, this is also part of the how, I guess, is that you've got responsibilities. Yes. This is every, you know, person, you got responsibilities. So you need to reconcile to yourself the idea that the church is not going to fail because you take time off.
Yes.
Now, if you're taking, you know, 230 days off a year, you know, you got some other issues, right? Probably going on here, right? But if you're the pastor of a church, and you can't miss a Sunday, you need to reevaluate your systems that you've got in place and figure out how to make it happen. You can usually find ways to find someone to come in and cover a Sunday for you. If there's a retired pastor around, if there's some pulpit supply group, if there's some elders in a local church, and you don't have elders yet, like find a way. You can get away for a Sunday. And if you get away from a Sunday, and you know, you can maximize your time away. You can find ways to, you can leave on Sunday after church.
Yeah. As soon as you finish preaching, car is packed.
Head out, tell other people, you got them covering your, you know, the calls and the emails and things. And then you head out and you can be gone for a while and make it happen. So make sure you're finding that time to connect and recognizing that, again, it's not about you. The world's not going to, the church isn't going to close its doors because you took a vacation.
Yeah.
And if it does, then there's much bigger issues going on than
And
than
we that. Got to a place where I went from being a stay-at-home mom to working full-time and decided that we would use my first year salary, not the whole thing, but a good chunk of my first year salary on a real vacation because we had never taken a real vacation. And I will tell you, that was probably the best thing we've ever done as a family. I spent probably a year and a half planning. It was a year, not a year and a half. But we flew to Florida. We went to Universal just for one day, but we stayed in a hotel there and swam at the pool. We went on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
And for a 7-day Disney cruise, that was amazing. And the thing about a cruise is that you legitimately don't have cell service.
Unless if someone needs the package, to, but we're
not doing that.
No.
I will splurge for some things that I won't splurge for.
Yeah, because, we want to be able to get Coke whenever we want.
Yeah.
Well, Diet Coke.
That comes with.
Oh.
Yeah, that comes with on Disney.
Never mind. Yeah.
That was with Carnival.
Oh,
we had to splurge. I wouldn't do that again, though. On Carnival.
No, actually, it wasn't worth it.
We didn't use it.
Math,
yeah.
It didn't work out. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'd go for iced tea on a Carnival cruise. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the Disney cruise was amazing. And then we went back to Florida. And because I had accidentally booked the wrong day for our flight home, we had two nights in Cocoa Beach, which was just really, really great time. And I found that it actually takes us quite a few days to actually relax and wind down. And we connected more as a family on that trip than we ever have. And I really think it changed us as a family. And I don't regret spending a ridiculous amount of money, which some people might not think it's a ridiculous amount, but to me, it was a ridiculous amount of money on a vacation. Yeah. But I feel like that was the best spent money.
Yeah. 7-day cruise Disney cruise for Family of Four is no joke.
No, it's
but,
not.
But well worth it. I would agree.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, going on that trip was fantastic for our family. Is at the right time, and, yeah. and I think we needed that. And again, it's not all time together has its ups and downs, and there's challenges and all of that. But it's all good. It's all good to go through all that together and have that time. You don't want to set up an unrealistic expectation of how perfect it's all going to be, because
it won't
then
be.
When it's not, then you get frustrated. So you just got to take it as it comes.
The kids are going to fight. You're going to have the one kid that hates everything.
Yeah.
And
you go through all that stuff.
It's totally fine.
But that's how it goes. But that's the time you get to spend all that time together though. And, I don't think the two things I don't think we're ever going to hear when, you visit someone on their deathbed, I don't think you're going to hear, I wish I would have spent less time with my family.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think you're ever going to hear that. And I don't think you're ever going to hear someone say, I think I sacrificed too much for Jesus. You know, yeah. there's probably two things. As long as you're like, you know, holding that tension in line. And we talked about that on that, episode or two ago, that we want to be able to, give all of ourselves to him and his kingdom. And we do that in the context of a thriving family is the ideal scenario. So,
yeah. Yeah. And if you're not at a place where you can afford something expensive or even take a lot of time off, because spouses have jobs too. I happen to be, when I worked full time, I was a teacher, which gave me the summer off, which actually I will say teaching kind of stinks a little bit when you're married to a pastor, because all of my during the year vacations, I have a Monday off, big whoop. I can't go anywhere. We have stuff on Sunday. So Lauren would have to take time off to do stuff. So, but the summer is a great time for us to be able to do that. Sometimes that is not realistic. And we've actually even taken time without taking Sundays where we'll leave after church on a Sunday and do like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we went to Logan. It's like an hour from us. Mm-hmm. We just got a hotel room and just spend time together. So it doesn't have to be going far away. You can lock yourself up the road at a hotel. It doesn't work as much to stay at home because work will find you. I don't think we could just stay at home.
I feel like there's something about you need to get out of
the environment. What was the word?
Environ.
Environ.
You need a new environ, new surroundings. You do. You need new surroundings. You need to be able to get your head into a different compartment for a minute. And I think you need that change to do that. Just driving somewhere, even if it's a half hour driving somewhere, kind of gives you some space and distance that you need, I think, to
so you can stop at a gas station for some beef jerky on the way.
Right.
That's an important part.
Yeah. The stopping off at the place and debating about how much money the kids can spend on, on candy and
there's candy in the car. I love road trips.
Yep. All that is exciting and good. So we commend it to you.
Yes. The point is prioritize spending some time with your family.
Yeah. Get it on the calendar. Get it on the calendar. As you're getting the church plant going, especially in the early phases. All the phases. You need to make sure that your family can look ahead and see that we've got some time together that we're bracketing for our family up ahead. If you don't have that, it can seem like an endless abyss of church work.
And depending on your personality, I am someone who really recognizes that I need that time to connect, where Lauren can just go and go without feeling it until we're gone. And then he's like, oh, I really needed that. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that Lauren would necessarily have prioritized before. Not that he doesn't love us or want to spend time with us, but it's not like
my
he felt
thing,
right? He did. He's an achiever. Yeah. So he just, okay, I need to be productive. What can I get done? And so he's not thinking about that. And so I was the one who had to start it. But once I did, Lauren really recognized the value in it. And so now he's like, oh, we should get a vacation on the calendar. Mm-hmm. And because he knows he's an achiever, he knows that he needs to do that. Where I'm always thinking, I need a vacation. It's probably a flaw of mine. But
yeah, it's good. I appreciate it though. And so that's the wrap. There you go.
That's a wrap. Take that's a vacation.
Go take a vacation.
Aloha, oi. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, I want to go to Hawaii.
You should check that one for our listeners next time. See if that was correct or not.
I'm fine. I'm fine with it either way.
All right. That's the show. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So that was our show for today.
Yeah. If you liked it, tell a friend and do all the subscribe stuff so you can find the next one we do.
Thanks for listening to the Church Planting Together podcast. See ya.